Hi, Blue Wire listeners. I'm Greg Olson. I'm excited to partner with Blue Wire to bring you TE1, a podcast where I interview the tight ends who have revolutionized the position. Listen in as I have raw, in-depth conversations with the all-time greats like Shannon Sharp, Tony Gonzalez, Travis Kelce, and George Kittle. We'll explore how the tight end position has changed over the last 60 years and what it takes to be the very best. Subscribe to TE1 from Blue Wire Studios today so you're ready for the August premiere.
I'm TK Breezy, and we're gonna like do this thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's gonna be something nice. Like, imagine not coming to the stream and watching this right now. You're like so missing out. I can't even believe. Anyway.
I don't even know. Why do you have that?
First of all, I have a GoXLR, and it lets me change stuff on the fly. So, like, why are you judging me? Okay, that's the better.
I'm not. There's no judgment happening here, bro. I'm just
I
curious.
I can hear it in your voice.
What do you? No, no, not at all.
Wow.
Sorry.
Can't get a second opinion here, bro. That's crazy.
So, how about them topics, TK?
So about these topics, bro, we're gonna like talk about some of the cool stuff that you guys are like interested in talking about, and those things will be the patch that really didn't bring much, but it seems to have brought more hype than Min. And then we're gonna talk about some questions. But I guess first up we'll get into the and locals opening up. I'm not sure, we've been talking about that a lot throughout the weeks, but well, there's always something new to talk about. So first things first is the patch. Austin, was there anything that I missed outside of the patch outside of it updating the online and small battlefield?
That's pretty much it, I'm pretty sure. Someone mentioned something about UI changes, but I didn't see it. I think maybe he was talking about the stage list itself. When you select it, you can select now random Omega, random the battlefield. Like, it's actually an option that you can pick without having to like switch over. So the stage list itself has been changed a bit to allow more DLC stages to come in the future. But other than that, like, yeah, the online changes seem like they're trying to just make the preferred rules be a little bit better in Elite Smash. But as for like connectivity, playing online, it feels the same. And it's probably a placebo if you think it feels different.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hearing a lot of that. I heard there was actually in one-on-one lobbies now, there's 60 packets instead of 30 packets being sent or something like that. So that should make it feel better for literally only one-on-one lobbies. So that still doesn't solve the problem of you know, our online tournaments and having to have a spectator in there, because you're still getting the same Wi-Fi that we had before, which is like, I don't know, we're trying to get away from that. So, I don't know. It's a patch for one-on-ones for sure. It's a patch for one-on-ones, and I guess streamers, you know, since you're doing one-on-one lobbies anyway, that's great, you know. But for the most part, I ain't trying to see like, oh, this is revolutionizing the game. Play right now. It's not like we're still having the same Wi-Fi that we've had before, just now there's a couple more packets being sent depending on how you're playing.
I don't even know what that means. Like,
it's supposed to make it more stable, and that's it. So I don't think that really takes away the like issue with like the buffer and all that. People saying they're getting more inputs than they like more missed inputs than usual. That might be some hive mind stuff too, but I'll play today. And I don't know. I haven't played Wi-Fi in a while, so it was like it was just Wi-Fi to me. I feel like if I was like a hardcore Wi-Fi player and I played every day, maybe I would have noticed a difference. Mm-hmm. But I haven't, so yeah.
Yeah, I think it's like I haven't touched it yet. I've just been going off what people have said. There's no way that the online would get fixed like on a small change like this. Like, for the internet to only get fixed, it has to get added rollback. And that feels like that's going to take a lot of work to do. So that's not going to be like any small patch, you know. And it's, I don't think it's something that's even worth Nintendo's time. And also, Bandai, they have to get Bandai and Namco on board for it too. So it's just, that looks like it's a lot of work. So we're just kind of dealing with what we have. But I have been playing Brawlhalla this past week. And bro, that game online is nice. I can't believe it. It feels like I'm playing offline when I play that game, and it makes me sad that Smash doesn't have that.
I mean, that's what they've been toting forever. They started as a PC game. You can't become like a free to play PC game and have bad internet. Like, that's why Brawlhalla is so popular. That's why they got picked up by a bigger company. You know, like they did the right things. Game is open to everyone. You know what I'm saying? It takes a little while to get used to. I feel like lower level Brawlhalla can definitely not show you the greater parts of Brawlhalla, because when you're low level, you're not punishing as much stuff as you're supposed to. You're not making the reads or whatever. But once you see high level Brawlhalla and what you can achieve, you can understand that game actually can get a little complex. So, yeah.
Yeah, the game actually looked pretty okay. So I might just do it a little bit more just to see if I have fun with it or not. But it's just, it's sad because then I go back and then I play Smash. I'm like, man, Smash feels so fun. Like playing a Smash Ultimate training mode, like I'll just like hit the target for a bit, try to just practice some combos. Feels nice. I go online, not the same. So it's a shame. But yeah, the online's still not fixed. However, the biggest thing that came from that patch was definitely small Battlefield, baby Battlefield.
That Baby Battlefield, it took off the top platform, moved the platforms in a little bit. A lot of people are saying like, oh man, you can kind of compare this to PS2, but the thing about it is that it really is like a very small version of most stages. It might be the small stages we can legally play on right now if it ends up making it into stage list. But at that point in time, I'm kind of like, what do we have, we are redundant on the platform layout.
Right.
And is that going to be a problem? You know,
I think that's
what if I really don't want to play against a dual plat or biplat. And so now I have to ban both small Battlefield and PS2. And if you have your Nova on, I might still end up being there anyway. So I don't know.
Okay. I think with small Battlefield, your Nova should not be legal anymore. Like, I think that it should replace your Nova for the stage lists that do have it.
Because
like,
wasn't just your Nova there because it was a big stage though?
It's PS2 is bigger, I thought.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah,
I mean, I'd have to look that up, but I mean, you're probably correct.
I don't really understand some of the logic behind some of the stage lists. I know there's some regions that add stage lists that just like, hey, we're gonna make every stage ever that has remotely a little bit of competitive integrity legal, and then you get the more conservative stage lists that tend to just try to thin them out. Like right now, I know in New Jersey, they're talking about making the Collision series. They're trying to have 6 stages right now, so. And that's a big topic right now. People are wondering how small Battlefield's going to fit into the stage list. Some people have been talking about, should it replace PS2? And which I think no. But it, then again, you come into the problem where, like, I don't want to deal with someone with only 2 platforms.
Yeah. Man, this is about to be an argument point for, like, the next 3 months, by the way. Like, I can already...
Oh,
there's nothing else to talk about. So this is going to be talked about forever. Like, oh man,
okay. Play the game. I don't care where we fight. I would like the stages to be as small as possible so I have less stages to learn, you know, and there's, it's less convoluted when you have to like, okay, like Esams for instance said he wanted 9 stages to just add on to the list, fuck it. But then it's like, okay, so you get 3 bans, so it's gonna take forever to ban stages, to go for through starters and counter picks. Like, it already takes longer than every other fighting game underneath the sun where you just pick a stage or it's random stage and go. So, like, that's why I'm a big fan of the smaller the better, because it makes it go by faster. There's less stages to go through. But that's just my opinion. Like, I'll play on any stage. Like, I'm not saying get ban Yoshis or Lylat, even though I feel like I prefer them to be off. I'm okay with them being legal.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just my thought on the stage list. But yeah, you're right, it's going to be a topic that we're going to be talking forever, and I feel bad for the TOs. They're going to have to decide what to do.
Now, speaking of TOs, I guess we can get into our next topic. There's even more locals opening up now. I don't know if people are just not paying attention to the news, but the coronavirus has not really got better here. You know, like there's more mandated stuff, like, oh, you got to wear your mask everywhere and all that good stuff, but a lot of people are still not following that mandate, not even wearing their masks correctly, and are still, you know, you don't know what these people have been doing in their free time. Like, there's a lot of people who are, like, going on vacations, going to beaches and shit, like, where there's a bunch of other people, you know, and I don't think that we are in a position to be opening up anything. However, I understand the business aspect on that side now a little more. I mean, it's been a long time since we've done any type of tournaments, and that means that businesses are taking harder and harder hits. And they can't really, like, bail themselves out. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no, like, savings fund for this. Like, the whole fund that the whole reason they had the store is because they were getting consistent business. But if you're not getting consistent business, then it becomes a real issue. I still don't agree with things opening up. But at this point in time, like, I feel like I've talked that so many times that whatever I'm going to say is just going to fall on the same ears, you know? Like,
that's kind of like how I felt when I suggested the topic, because we've talked about this to death. But the reason I decided to bring it up is because I literally went to Smash GG and it's like a whole page of tournaments that are opening up that are locals that are happening right now. Like if you go to Smash EG and just try to look, you'll find tons and tons of tournaments. Granted, those tournaments, the good news is a lot of them are like 10 or less people, 10 or less entrants. So it's not as bad as it could be, but it's still like you should not be indoors with people. Like if like, unless they're like your roommates or someone that you're really close with, I don't know. Like if we could have like an outdoor tournament, like that would be great. I don't know how we could arrange that, but like, I feel like an outdoor tournament would be way safer at this point and try to
help.
I just don't even know
how people feel safe going to do these things, man. Like I'm still super skeptical about like going to bars and stuff. And there's been outside bars that we have now that you can go to. And I still just be like looking at any and everything getting touched and just be like, oh man, like what if I touch that? Like, am I going to get corona? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm shook all the time. So
same.
I basically just, you know, like I order everything. My Dash Pass has been getting maximum usage. We go out to get groceries on Friday, and like that's pretty much the only time I really like leave the house, you know?
Mm. Yeah. I'm the same way. I go outside to go get groceries, but I also have to go out to do laundry as well. We don't have a laundromat in our building. But other than that, like that's all we do. I did, however, take my girlfriend out to a park when it was her birthday last week. And we had saw one of our friends drive us. And when we were at this park, dude, like it was just, there's so many people that are taking it so lightly. There's so many people in that park not wearing masks. So we would like avoid those people. It was like, I would say it was like 25, 30% of the people out there were not wearing masks. And it's just like, okay, they clearly don't care. Granted, you're outside. So it's like, it's not as easy to contract it, but I think it's just like you should just respect other people. And that's the type of people that are probably going to these tournaments. People that are, like, don't take it as seriously, or young kids that think they're invincible or don't care about the repercussions, or are just a flat out misinformed because they don't know any better. And then they go to these tournaments because they miss it and they're bored. And I can get behind that, you know? So, but if I was a TO and I saw my business was failing and I was like, I'm either going to lose this business unless I open up, it's such a tough call because that's like your livelihood. But I would try to find an alternate route, I think. I would not feel comfortable putting people in danger. Like, imagine being responsible for someone getting corona and then dying because you had an event. Like,
I mean, a lot of people have tried to do, GoFundMes and shit. Like, oh, man, can, like, you know, let's pitch in so we can keep this venue live for, like, another month or something like that. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you can only do that so many times. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
yeah, so but I don't know what the answer is though. It's a terrible situation they've been put in, you know?
Yeah.
Like there's only so much you can do. Like I know there's card shops, for instance, that also host, you know, tournaments. And they keep the card shops open just to sell cards. And they've been like, you know, pushing that more towards like the, you know, people to help get the community to help them out. I know Xeno, for instance, in New York City has been thriving because they still sell cards, even though we have not hosted a tournament since March. But they're still staying afloat somehow. And I know eventually it's going to come down to us going to have to like help them out with, you know, a GoFundMe, but that's yet to happen. I know other tournaments have closed, Versus Gaming in Florida closed down. That was a big shocker. Cause that series has been open forever. Mm-hmm. Like
What was the store?
Versus down in Florida.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I was reading another comment. I think there's some people in my actual chat and said, So Spincar said, what if it was made to let people practice for PS2 on Wi-Fi because they refused to give us hazards off or anything we actually want? Yeah, I mean, yeah. Maybe that's what they were trying to do with a small battlefield. Now that you can like practice on small battlefield, they're like, I mean, it's double plat, right? But there's still differences that actually matter. And then Sean the Waker says they're bringing back drive-in theaters. A drive-in Smash tournament doesn't sound too far-fetched. Imagine that. Got to drive your car to the front, stay in your car, and play from there. Got to have the super extender.
Wait for your match to get called. You have to, like, drive up. Hey, you drive through, like, five times. Hey, did you call my match yet?
Just stop. Please, stop wasting your gas. I will tell you, you know, when it's time to happen. So that extender actually hits different, though, man. I used to play, like, mad GameCube games with that, like, extra extender before they started giving you the extra long cords. And even now, the extra long cord plus that extender is, you know what I'm saying? That's nice.
Have you ever like played Smash like in a car before? Where like for instance, like back in the Brawl days, I remember I was in someone's like minivan and we had like 8 of us in there, and there was like a TV that you could unpull from the ceiling, like one of those old minivans had like a really crappy TV with, probably had a shit ton of input lag.
I never played it on that, but we did have portable monitors a lot. And we play like on road trips. So I still have a portable monitor now. I just, you know, don't take it anywhere, because usually if I'm going to play something, I'm going to stream it. So
yeah.
I mean, I guess I used to have that. It used to be cool.
I guess with Ultimate, you just need the Switch. You don't actually need to bring a monitor anymore.
I mean, yeah, the Switch, the dock, the TV.
It's got that little thingy that you can like set it up for shop, you know, make it look all nice.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, that's cool too, but I'm saying like for streaming purposes.
Right.
I need my own dock, and I do have that. I do have the dock for that, and I have I have something else to go for that too. Oh, and my portable setup is basically just another HD 60S and my old laptop that does a good enough job let me stream. So.
And then some good news, sports are coming back, and so are your chances to bet on your favorite teams and events. Major League Baseball is finally kicking off this week, and there's no better place to start wagering than our exclusive partners, BetOnline. Check out all the odds, futures, and props to bet on, all available 24/7. And with the return of sports, BetOnline sat down with former pro players Eddie George, Harold Reynolds, and seven-time NBA champ Robert Horry. See what they had to say and what it'll be like playing without fans in a series they're calling Fandemic. Visit betonline.ag for all your odds, up-to-date sports news, and more. Remember to use promo code BLUEWIRE to receive your new welcome bonus. That's promo code BLUEWIRE, BetOnline, your online wagering experts. And have you ever heard of DealDash.com? It's the best, most honest bidding site where you can win things you never expect at a price you never believe. They have over 1,000 auctions every day on electronics, appliances, beauty products, home decor, and even cars. Here's how it works. It's like an auction, but every time starts at $0 and only goes up 1 cent every time you bid. The kicker is that the auction clock restarts after just 10 seconds. That means every time you bid, everyone else has 10 seconds to answer or the item is yours. If you go ahead and buy now, DealDash is offering our listeners an extra 100 free bids upon sign up. On top of other discounts, go to DealDash.com and use the offer code PREDICTION or DealDash.fm/prediction. That's DealDash.fm/prediction. And now, let's get back to the next topic.
I guess we can get into questions now. It's probably going to be a shorter show today than usual. We didn't have a lot to talk about. So, guys, those questions, man, when you see those that question topic come out, you got to go ahead and drop the questions in there, because that's basically the brunt of the show now.
until tournaments that, open up.
Yeah, until tournaments open up, we just don't really have a lot to talk about. So, with that being said, I think we only got like three today, but... there was two. There was one that I got from the stream chat too, and it was how did you feel about the stream or the Street Fighter announcement? I already gave my thoughts. I was like, I only really care about Akira. I don't really care about anybody else being put into the game, but it's still cool that game is getting updates.
Yeah. I was under the impression that they were just gonna try to focus on Street Fighter 6 next year, according to the leaks or whatever. But they decided to go with the season 5, so they're just gonna keep adding characters. I caught the stream. Dan looks pretty hype. Because it's Dan and he's funny, and there, I know some characters players going to probably try to main him, but he'll probably be bad. Everyone else, I was kind of like, about. I'm not much of a Street Fighter guy, and who was the girl that was added last, the fourth character? That was from the pocket the Rumble game, the High School Rumble. Like, what is it called? Like, I don't even know the
Akira.
Series.
Yeah, Akira.
Yeah, I didn't even know who Akira was, so like I was not excited about that. She looks cool, but I didn't know who she was.
Okay, yeah, no, I was a big Rival Schools player, so that was.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So coming in from our main guy, Sagar Ramil Patel, he always comes through. He says, "Hey, TK, this question is mostly for you though. But how do you personally deal with streamer burnout? I feel like with quarantine, this is the perfect time to grind the stream, but I'm also worried the streamers are starting to straining themselves a bit too much. Would love to know your thoughts." My stream burnout's like, I mean, it has to happen now, dude. This is like the only way that I like get revenue. So I had to pretty much go hard on the streams because there wasn't much else to do. And because of that, I don't worry too much about burnout. I feel like I make my own schedule as is anyway. And I've pretty much been enjoying what I've been streaming and stuff. But if I was to be still just a Smash streamer, I probably would have caught burnout a long time ago. There's just only so much content that you can do with Smash before you're like, Jesus, bro, like, I need to do something else. So I'm glad that there's all these games coming out that I can play with my friends or without my friends. Like, there's one player stuff coming out soon. I'm going to get into that Windbound thing at the end of this month. So that should be nice. But yeah, man, there's just always something to do. So which has made it kind of easier for me to avoid streaming burnout. And I'll take breaks just off of my like mental health more than worrying about like, oh man, I got a stream today because I want to keep my schedule. Like if I wake up and I'm just having like a terrible mental health day, I'm just not going to stream unless it gets better throughout the day. But usually, you know, it takes a bit.
Streaming is a hard job, man. That's not a 5 days a week. You don't have weekends with that. You know, like you stream every day if you want to keep growing, except for like you said, you have those days where you just can't go live, because if you go live when you're not feeling good, like you're going to put on a crappy show. So it's like, that's totally understandable. For me, like I got back into streaming a couple weeks ago, but like I'm streaming for fun right now. I have other sources of income, so I don't have to worry about it. So I feel bad for you guys when you like that's your main source of income, and that's what you have to.
I mean, I wanted it to be my main source of income just throughout the years I've been streaming. I got like way busy and like way bigger in commentary, so my stream schedule started to take a hit, and that's when I started bringing my stuff to the road. Like I still want to be considered more a streamer. Or at least 50-50, but I feel like people see me as like a commentator who just streams when like in actuality, like I've been streaming much longer and more successfully than I was a commentator. It's just when I became a successful commentator, it was a big boom. And then, you know, the money floweth. So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So like, do you see yourself in the future, like not traveling as much to concentrate more on streaming when the tournaments open back up? Or do you want to like get back on the...
Because I'm not there. Like if I was there and I had like 2,000 subs like every month or whatever, then maybe. But I'm barely breaking 1,000. Like I'm not even breaking 1,000 anymore. I broke 1,000 right on my birthday, and then the next day I was back down to 700. So you know, fuck me up, fuck me up, dog. But
you can't focus on those numbers, man. Like because like especially when they like fluctuate like that.
Yeah, like, I mean, but still, you know, I really wish I could just hold a nice 1,000, you know, while we're looking at everybody else around me and holding those high numbers, kind of, you know, it's just competition shit. Shit sucks. So,
yeah.
But yeah, no, I mean, like, I could see myself retiring from Smash commentary before I see myself stop streaming. I may, like, be lesser on streaming, but it's also just a nice hangout, you know, get to see people that come through that you don't get to see as much as you normally would, and just kind of get to have stupid moments happen. My clips are all cool, all that good stuff. So, yeah, it's just, I like streaming. I like streaming a lot. I like commentary a lot too, but I could see myself getting out of commentary sooner than later. More so because of the scene, and like I'm still growing, but the scene is like not like everyone is still, you know, I might be 30, 32, 33, but everyone is still like 18, 19, and I don't know. I'm losing more friends as years goes on because other people are retiring, so I don't have to worry about losing friends in streaming because like, yeah, you guys can be 17, 18, 19 watching my stream, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to like, you know, hang out with y'all, be forced to hang out with y'all like at Denny's later. So yeah, it's just like it's just different. It's just different.
Those Denny's, like when you have like a giant group of people go out for Denny's, it's I always feel weird when I'm like there with like the younger people too. So like it's I can get that vibe. I've been feeling myself a little bit more disconnected with Smash as well. Especially with I'm not traveling as much. And it feels good to branch out into other games and see other game series. Like it's been nice. Like, I wish Smash could grow up too, but we'll see what the future holds.
Yeah, I guess our last question of the day was: do you think, or this from Fly Guy Ty 830 says, should FOD hazards on be legal after this last patch?
Isn't there still technically lag with Wario's bike? I heard about that.
Yeah, but I feel like that's such a minuscule thing that like it shouldn't be, like what's holding it down. They have fixed like 99.9% of it. And I'm not even sure if that Wario bike thing is factual or not. I've seen some tweets about it, but I haven't read too far into it.
Same.
But the fact of the matter is it's still hazards on, so.
No, like no. You can't have hazards on. Like unless they make the UI change to make it so I could like select hazards on really easily by like hitting X before I select the stage, it's too huge of a hassle. You have to go back to the menu, change the rule set before I go. Wait, are we on the correct rule set? Go back. You know how many times it's going to happen that someone's going to pick the wrong rule set when you're trying to get to a certain stage? Like it's too big of a hassle. Hazards on will never be a thing until they make the UI change.
Yeah, and I don't think they're ever going to make the UI change. Because, like, yeah, I mean, I think the 2GG tried to do that, like, really early. And then there was, like, mad matches that were getting played on PS2 that end up, like, not being on hazards off. So, like, halfway through the match, it was changed. And then they were like, oh, man, we got to restart the whole match. And so you can only see that so many times for you're like, all right, you guys are either too dumb to recognize this or just no one, you know, it's too much of, it leaves too much room for human error. And that's what you have to like account for when you're like running tournaments. Like how much human error can I cut down on? And that's one of them, you know?
Yeah.
That's definitely one of them.
And that goes with my large stage list thing too, you know? The less stages, the better for that regard. But you know, I'm okay with whatever stage list we end up going for. Yeah, no hazards. That's my thought.
Yeah.
Never gonna happen.
I might do like a no hazards playlist just on my stream, just because I want to play like Smashville with the moving platform. And I do want to see what Fountain of Dreams is like. But for the most part, hazards off, 1000% the way to go. I'm glad we're not talking about Smash Meter anymore. That was good. I'm glad we cut that cut that out as quick as possible. But yeah,
that pretty much got proven false by Glitch 6, right? Where we had the tournament where we had Smash Meter on. It was just terrible because it was just Peaches putting people to sleep off stage to kill them at 0%.
We might want to use a different hashtag for Blast Zone tonight. Why? What happened?
Oh, the explosion? Are they using Blast Zone as a hashtag for that?
Oh no.
Is that what it is? I forgot where it happened, but there was a building, Beirut, am I pronouncing that right? Beirut. Apparently it was they had a building filled with fireworks or something, and there was another chemical there. I forgot what the chemical was that was just sitting there for a long time, and it got too hot, so it caused a huge explosion. You should see the video. Like, it was nuts.
Do you think they're going to use the hashtag Blast Zone while they're talking about
it? I have no idea. I'm just like, that's what I thought when I saw that comment in the chat. Nitrate, that's what it was. It was nitrate.
I'm going to have to see how that goes. I guess I'll tell
hashtag
I'll
blast,
Tony.
Hashtag Blast Zone. Did you see the explosion? that's OD. Oh my god.
I would actually be very surprised to see something like that. Just hashtag Blast Zone. Yeah, so what do y'all think about Lebanon? I'm like, oh, please no. All right, well, we'll get to that road when we get to that road. Guys, I know there's more of a shorter episode, but again, more questions, longer episodes. So thank you guys for the few questions that we got today. And I thank you guys for continuing to support Hard Reads every week. If you guys decide to drop through here, if it's your first time here, make sure you hit that follow button. Also, you can find this whole talk and all the other talks that we've had before this on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, and you can find it on my YouTube a little later once the video comes out. Also, you got any final words?
Just more questions, but really helps us out. You guys can add us anytime. Well, maybe not add us anytime, but like on the day of, if you add us, like, and then ask the question, we'll probably get to it. We also have the Smash Reddit up as well. The post there, if you want to post questions there. So there's multiple avenues for these questions.
Hold on. Reply to this tweet.
Oh, that one. There you go.
Yeah. I mean, they should probably, I think they should, maybe they got to hit the retweet on my like questions tweet, but it's all good. We'll get them next time. You got your final words. I missed it because I was happy to get it right.
That's it. That's all I got.
All right. Well, guys, I'll see you in a little bit for Blast Zone, obviously. Take care of yourselves, be safe out there, and have a good night.